Get ready to stop the turbo lift, Luke told her. Bending his knees, stretching to the force for strength, he jumped through the ragged opening up onto the car's roof. And if I tell you to get out of here, you immediately take the car back down and get Mara and the Imperials without question or argument. Understood? Evelyn nodded. Stretching to the force again, Luke reached down through the opening and keyed the switch. The car began to lumber its way toward D4, downward from where Luke was currently sitting.
That's a little unfair, Estausch.
Fell's voice came from the comlink.
Even Jedi can't be expected to know everything. That's why they have allies like us. You see, we know all about the recorder you tapped into the navigational repeater lines. Ah, so that's what the diversion with the line creepers was all about,
Mara said.
You knew you might be leaving this party early, so you made sure you'd have a recording of the route back to the Brask Auto Command Station. And your little chat with Jinsler in the forward observation lounge was because he happened to be too close to the action?
The turbolift car had hit the main gravity eddy field now and was rotating around in the darkness. A moment later, it finished its turn, leaving Luke with a clear line of sight all the way to the curve where the pylon entered the underside of D4. Flicking on his glow rod, he shined it upward and caught his breath. There, packed around the tube, a few meters out from the curve, he could see a solid ring of flat gray boxes. Boxes like the ones he and Mara had run into on their initial trip through D4. Boxes Mara had identified as being full of explosives. The Vagari had mined the pylon. The car was approaching the ring now. One thing that puzzles me, Estausch, Luke said into his comlink. You couldn't have known any of the dreadnoughts would even be in one piece when we set off on this trip, let alone ready to fly. And you certainly didn't need all these troops just to track the Chaff Envoy's path into the readout. The car reached the explosives, and he jabbed at the air with his finger. Evelyn was ready, and the car settled tentatively to a mid-air halt.
That's right, Mara said. So what was the original plan? Just out of curiosity, of course.
You humans are strange creatures. Here you are, about to die, and yet, instead of struggling to postpone your fate, you sit quietly and ask about things that cannot possibly help you.
Slowly, Luke ran the light from his glow rod along the explosives. The detonator wiring seemed straightforward enough, the kind of arrangement he'd seen demolition techs use during the rebellion. In theory, he should be able to simply pull it out of all the packages within reach. The problem was that the detonator box itself was a quarter of the way around the tube from him. In addition, there was something else pressed up against the metal beneath the boxes, something he could see, but couldn't get to without disassembling everything on top of it. Unknowns were always to be considered dangerous, especially in explosives work.
The thing is, you see, we Jedi don't die nearly as easily as you might like,
Mara told Estausch calmly. Still, Luke decided, unknowns or not, if he could get over to the box, he stood a good chance of figuring out how to disarm it. All he and Evelyn had to do was continue up to D4, where the Vagari had presumably locked the rest of the cars, transfer to the turbolift with the best view of the detonator, and ride it back down again. He looked down into the car and gestured upward. Evelyn nodded and touched the switch, and the car began to rise again. They lifted past the explosives around the curve.
How very confident of you. My only regret is that I will not actually witness your deaths. Farewell, Jedi.
There was a click from Luke's comlink as the Vagari broke the connection. And suddenly, below him, the turbolift pylon erupted in an eerie, flickering, greenish-blue light and the sound of metallic hissing.
Luke!
Mara called over the comlink.
What's going on?
I think they're about to blow the pylons, Luke said grimly, gesturing Evelyn to stop the car.